Hi, folks. My name is Brian Perucci.
And I am Brett Zempel.
And welcome to the premiere episode of
Sticky
Sticky Hands,
Hands,
Beekeeping,
Beekeeping,
and Mead
Mead Making.
Making. Oh, yeah. Welcome to, like we said, our premiere episode. And I just wanted to say that we're very new to the podcasting world. So just wanted to get that out of the way. We're
And this
coming
is
to.
actually our first
It
podcast
is. It is.
ever.
Ever. Ever, ever,
Well, except
ever.
for all the ones that we deleted.
Yes, this is true. We are perfectionists. We try to be at least. We're not always perfect at being perfectionists, but we try. So back to the whole spiel. This is our intro, introduction to ourselves, right? We wanted to just let the listeners know who we are, kind of how we got to beekeeping and mead making, and why we're interested in it and passionate about it. So I'm gonna actually. Start. My name is Brian Perucci. I am 38 years old, single from Delaware, ladies. just kidding.
Suave and debonair.
Yes. But no,
And you can find him on.
I can find you can find me on all the local dating websites. No, guys. This is definitely we're not taking ourselves too seriously, as you can tell. This podcast is definitely going to be about beekeeping. Right, we'll be as serious as we can be, but we also like to take we like to have some humor and entertainment because I
And a
think
few
that and a
beers.
few beers or that or some glasses of mead, some nice mead,
Or a few beers.
or a few beers, for sure.
A few glasses of mead.
Yes, and I would definitely say we are. We've already had a couple beers. I think that's what's given us a little bit of liquid courage here to do this podcast. But back to the whole bee thing. We're definitely, like I said, my name's Brian Perucci. I'm interested, and I got introduced through beekeeping from my uncle Brett, who is also co-hosting this podcast. Obviously, I know about honey, know where it comes from, but my whole life, that's where it stopped. I really didn't. I knew bees were an important part of our ecological system, and I knew that they did a lot for pollinating. But when I really delved into it and really understood the history behind it and understood the whole scientific and biological thing behind bees and how they actually get to even making honey. There's so much involved. It's very interesting, intriguing, and I'll let Brett delve more into that. And I just wanted to say that I like honey. I like bees. I think they're important to our planet, and I think that the people listening to this podcast, I hope that you feel the same way.
You're not going to start repeating yourself, are
Am
you?
I repeating myself? I am. Okay, well, I'll keep this short and sweet, like a honeybee. I definitely will have throw some more puns probably in through the rest of the podcast. Bear with me.
So one of our goals is to try to keep the podcast kind
Light.
of on the short side, maybe 15 minutes of your time,
Yep.
because we know
Time's important.
time is important and time is extremely valuable. You can always earn more money, but you can't gain time.
That's for sure.
So we're going to keep it short.
Definitely. So explain them, Brett. So tell them a little bit about yourself and how you got into the beekeeping world.
Right, so I live here in the north in Bradford County, Pennsylvania, outside of New Albany, Pennsylvania. And my background, very quickly, I have a BFA. I'm definitely right-minded, and sometimes my right-brained, and sometimes the left side of my brain interferes just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
I guess the way I got involved with beekeeping is a long roundabout way. It all started with making apple cider. And then there was many.
Let me back up. One step you're missing is your favorite nephew introduced you to craft beer.
Well, that's true.
And you were like, wow, this stuff's really good. We can make this. And I'm like, well, slow your roll, homie. Let's try, because I never did it either. I'm like, I did one little batch of something, but then he had all these beautiful orchards on his farm, and we said, we had all the surplus apples. Let's try making cider.
Right,
And then
so
we made hard apple
okay,
cider.
right, so that's where it happened.
Sorry,
You're right.
I had to correct him. Go on.
So, from the cider to freeze fracking the applejack to apple cider to applejack, and then along some other endeavors,
Making some brewskis.
and then it led to making beer. Set up a three kettle system, and then on to mead making. And then it occurred to me that maybe the one thing I might be able to sort of control was some of the products actually going into the end product, which would be the honey. Because I can't grow the grain, I don't have the machinery, I don't have the climate or the land for that, and it's just a massive undertaking to try to be holistic and trying to make all the ingredients necessary to brew beer. So I said, wow, this is maybe something I could tackle. And so hence the journey began to making honey, which incorporated obviously getting bees. And then as I investigated the bees, I really dove down the rabbit hole and decided to keep bees. And the further I go down, the more intrigued I become. And it's a never-ending hole. It's going to take me the rest of my life to totally understand it. But hence the podcast. I'm a second-year beekeeper, and I'm wishing to sort of document my journey along the way. And maybe some of the audience will give some feedback if you're a beekeeper. And our intention is to find local beekeepers, whether known or not known to the beekeeping public.
Interview them. Maybe.
Interview them and get some feedback from them. And hopefully they'll share some of their insights into the beekeeping world and how to get bees to survive here in the north, which is a difficult thing to do, especially for the new beekeeper.
Mm-hmm.
And then somewhere along the way, we're going to also try to get interviews with the more famous beekeepers that are out there and get their thoughts and feedback. And I have a project I'm going to be working on over the winter, which is to correlate weather information from across the country. Let me back up by saying that when I first started, I was watching some YouTube channels and didn't understand the importance of where I lived relative to who I was listening to and getting advice from. You can't necessarily take advice from somebody in Georgia in terms of the timing of what they're doing. The advice that they're giving you might, in fact, be very sound, but the timing will be quite different if you live here in Pennsylvania. So my plan over the winter is to correlate a bunch of historical weather information and come up with some sort of chart, and then cross that with what beekeepers are doing across the country from north to south, east to west, and come up with some sort of logarithmic calculation and a database where you hopefully can plug in where you're at and apply what I'm saying or some of what I'm saying to where you live. And of course, all of it's weather dependent on any given year. So,
I think that's awesome. I think that there's so many interesting topics to talk about when it comes to beekeeping. Whether, like I said, whether you're just listening to this and you stumbled across this and you are just starting out, haven't even started yet, just like mead, somehow typed in mead in the search button and you came up with this and you're like, wow, this is interesting. Maybe you live in the city. Did you know that there are a lot of organizations or places you can go urban beekeeping? I know there's a couple in big cities like Philadelphia, New York City, and I'm sure in other parts of the country as well. I live closer to Philadelphia, so I know about the one there. And I know that beekeeping is becoming a more popular thing for people.
A popular endeavor.
Yep, endeavor. And I think it's interesting because it's kind of like a grown-up version of the ant farm. But You're doing a great thing because you're shepherding these bees, helping these bees do what they do normally, but helping them make it through the climates that they might not necessarily be able to sustain life.
Right.
But there are feral bees, and we'll get into that another time. And that's something that my uncle is talking or interested in doing as well, and rescuing bees and getting bees out of what they call swarm hives and what have you. But like I said, that's for another podcast. We want to keep you wanting more here, but we'll definitely leave that for other podcasts and delve into that more. Like I said before, we're just definitely here introducing ourselves and kind of giving you a little bit of a pulse on what we're interested in and what we intend to do.
And although the main thrust is probably going to be more about beekeeping, we'll interject some hints and tips and recipes and about mead making and how to get that accomplished, because that, unlike beer making, well, beer making can be difficult.
Oh yeah,
It can
no
be
doubt
easy,
about it.
but it can be difficult. But mead making is even more difficult because of the antimicrobial nature of honey in and of itself. It's a bit of more of a challenge to get the honey to ferment, but once done, and once done in an excellent way, you have something that's delicious, nutritious, and satisfying, and a little bit on the warming side, because it has the alcoholic content of a wine, a fine wine,
A
in
fine
fact.
wine. And it's great our aperitif for something to end a nice
I have plenty of teeth.
not just a pair. Like I said, we'll come definitely come with the jokes. Not
I
all of
won't.
them.
He will.
That was a good one. I'm very punny. What can I say? But we definitely are interested in the mead making side, and like I said, we are definitely starting this podcast with the hopes of some contributing. I know we're definitely interested in people dropping a line,
Asking
if asking
questions.
questions, leaving a comment. Guys, shout out! Tell us where you're from. Tell us what you have. Do you have where you're from in the country? If you're not in this country, if you're from Canada, Mexico.
Europe.
Europe, Africa, it doesn't matter where. Just shout us out. Let us know where you're from, and it's just great. It's a cool social media platform to get out there and really interact with people you don't normally get to see. Like my uncle was saying, he's pretty much in the middle of nowhere here in this beautiful bucolic part of Pennsylvania. Like I said, I love that word. I've been using that a lot lately, but it's definitely beautiful. It's the endless mountain regions of Pennsylvania. It's just gorgeous up here. We just want to know where other people are from and what
And what
brought you.
interests you as
Yeah, what
well?
interests you? What got you into there?
Is there any specific thing that you need to know right away about beekeeping? And what do you do with your bees at this time of the year? Especially if you live up in this neck of the woods, because I haven't exactly made the correlation yet across the country of what to do if you were, let's just say, in South Carolina.
Sure. And
So.
that's the really interesting aspect, and that's the real interesting part, right? And I think that by figuring that out and finding out the database and the information, I think, like Brett was saying, I mean, you can go down the rabbit hole with that, but I think it's just an interesting topic for sure. And
The other thing is, I wanted to mention that there is no specific timeline necessarily to creating the podcasts.
Sure.
It might very well turn out to be once a week. It could be 2 or 3 times a week. It just depends on, it could be every other week. It just really depends on what comes up and if I think there's something interesting or intriguing to share or even question the audience about. Maybe somebody has an answer to a dilemma even that I'm having. I'm far from master beekeeper.
Yep.
Second year beekeeper. Just keep that in mind. We're following one man's journey through this process and craft of raising bees and nurturing bees and bringing them along and trying to preserve them. And in the end, if we get a honey crop, that's a bonus and terrific. My main goal at this point is to get the bees through the winter healthy and vigorous so next year they can take off and actually produce something.
And pollinate some flowers and
Well,
crops
they're
along the way,
producing
right?
nectar in a way, and
Awesome.
that's their byproduct. Well, not their, that's what they do.
Yeah, of course. I think that's the awesome part of the bee, the whole cool thing about the whole bee thing in general, to me at least. I think that's really interesting. So once again, guys, we got to that 15 minute mark. Wow, look at that. So guys, once again, this is,
I didn't think I'd have that much to say.
Actually, I've talked to you quite a few times and you definitely have a lot to say.
I'm not sure, I'd have to check, but
yes,
I'm going to assume that there's a like button or something, or a subscribe button.
Sure.
If you'd like to subscribe to our channel, that'd be terrific.
That'd be awesome.
If there is some sort of like button or whatever.
Well, I know that we can post this to Facebook, and we can. We're slowly getting in on this social media platform. I know we want to try to start a Twitter, put this out on Twitter, possibly. We're, like I said, we're very brand new.
I'm going to start a YouTube channel to give actually some video. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say tutorials because that would be presumptuous.
And a blog as well, right?
A blog.
I think it's
putting
cool.
Putting in the video form and the verbal written form, I think, to follow up, because...
like a blog and a vlog combo, right? Like a diary.
Yeah.
A little bit of a diary.
Because once we... And I say we because it is an exploration and...
You and the bees, we.
We. That's we. It. Well, there's many bees in that case.
And some meat. Whoa, a little Freudian slip there, but you know what I mean. I think
we're gonna sign off.
We're gonna sign off for now.
Keep it
short to sweet. Have a great day.
Today is Sunday. It's a beautiful day up here, so I hope you enjoy the rest of it.
Yep, enjoy the rest of this. And when you see a bee out there, before you freak out and try to squash it or kill it, just know that the bee there is just trying to get a little pollen, trying to get a little nectar.
They're just foraging.
They're just foraging for their meal.
They're not gonna hurt you.
So just don't freak out.
And don't squash them.
Don't squash them. They're very, very docile, unless you're by their hive and you're messing with it.
Unless you're invading their home.
They're good.
They're good to go.
So guys, be kind to everybody, and have a great day.
And buzz by again.
Yes, buzz by us again for our next podcast episode.
Is that the right way to say that? Buzz by us again?
Buzz by us again? I don't know. We'll leave it here, though. Maybe we're a little
buzz by us. We buzz by them.
Yeah. Whatever it might be. Just we'll see you
soon.
Give us a buzz. Exactly. Take care, folks. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.